The Czech Prime Minister, Petr Nečas, has seen his party, the Civic Democrats, floundering in the opinion polls since disastrous regional and Senate elections last year. And with general elections set for next year, he really needs to try to effect a change in its fortunes. To that end, Mr. Nečas has begun a regional tour that on Monday took him to Pardubice in East Bohemia. Jan Wellinger reports.
In 2014, Czechs will once again go to the polls, this time in parliamentary elections, voting on the makeup of the Chamber of Deputies and the country's next government. The Civic Democrats, behind top 09 on the political right, according to a new survey, have realized for some time the situation is less than ideal, and that now is the time to act. On Monday, party chairman Prime Minister Petr Nečas continued a tour of the country's regions, stopping in Pardubice, east of Prague, aiming to calm increasingly worried local party members and regional organizations, and to spark renewed support. The chair of the party aims to present the results in March. The hope is that the Civic Democrats will be able to turn their party around and stem the continuing departure of voters. Prime Minister Nečas told Czech TV communication between all party members was a top priority.
It is essential that we communicate with each other and that there is an exchanging of views. This is not the first such meeting. I have met with region leaders several times.
Some changes from the Civic Democrats' top echelons, say some representatives, have already been introduced with tangible results. Local Mayor Drahomíra Miklošová.
We have gotten more room to express our views, even on legislative proposals. I see that as a fresh direction in the party leadership.
But for others, change can't come soon enough. In January, the party's Boris Šťastný complained that Civic Democrats had done everything in recent months to drive away core voters, a situation the Prime Minister promised to remedy after the Civic Democrats' last leadership convention. Now there is talk of a party conference originally set for the autumn to be moved up to the end of April, outlining party priorities moving forward. One of those who would welcome an earlier convention is the mayor of Mladá Boleslav, Radovan Nualati.
I am calling for an extraordinary party conference that would give an overview of the party's program.
As it stands, party chairman Petr Nečas faces an unenviable task, rejuvenating his Civic Democrats and attracting new or former voters while also juggling a number of outstanding issues in government. Public surveys for months have suggested that the opposition Social Democrats would easily win the national election if it was held today. Another defeat for the Civic Democrats would arguably devastate the party, and that is something the Prime Minister will be trying his best to prevent. The question is whether he has enough time. Even now, there is speculation over whether a new chairperson might better lead the Civic Democrats out of their crisis. Two names being mentioned are current Minister for Industry and Trade, Martin Kuba, and former Justice Minister, Jiří Pospíšil. Mr. Pospíšil, however, has said that changing the leader is not the order of the day, and suggests that party unity is of far greater importance in turning the Civic Democrats' fortunes around.
Thank you for that report, Jan Wellinger.